I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. It's been a year since Ahmed, a strategic gospel worker in Pakistan, was falsely accused of blasphemy. He was acquitted, but two Islamic orders are in place demanding his death. Militant Pakistanis are set on fulfilling them. Bruce Allen says FMI and the U.S. State Department are trying to bring Ahmed and his family to the U.S. for safety. FMI still needs to raise $40,000 to secure a visa application, immigration lawyer, and transportation for Ahmed. If you'd like to help, we'll connect you at missionnews.org.
We still have that project advocacy account set up, and it's there on our website that people could donate specifically to that account. The way those funds are being used right now are to help with his legal expenses that he still has from the court case in Pakistan.
Meanwhile, about 80% of the world's population lives in areas restricting mission activity. According to Jonathan Thiessen of Scatter Global, an Operation Mobilization Initiative, there might be a different way in. Scatter Global helps people turn their careers into passports for Christ. By moving their careers to a strategic location, people can live out and share the gospel through everyday life.
Our passion is really to see the churches embracing this and saying, what would it look like for our people to be missional wherever they are, both here in their local context, but then also challenging them to consider doing that globally. So we would just ask for prayer as we continue to interface with the church, that we would see more and more churches living this out here in a North American context.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year to help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.